Star Wars High Stakes by Joe Harrison. Based in a galaxy created by George Lucas. Episode 2, The First Contact. A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, there came a time of fluctuating war, when the new Sith Empire rose up against the Jedi Order and the Galactic Republic. The Jedi Master, Quinn Vec, has dispatched Jedi agents to recruit the scum of the galaxy, who will seek out the location of the hidden Sith strike base. If this mission is successful, the Jedi Order will take the advantage by decimating the strike base, causing the Sith's Grand Army to shrink in size considerably. One such recruitment on the remote planet of Kaithura, made by the Jedi Knight Rallus Keltaran, has brought two reckless smugglers into the scheme. The two pilots, Terrell Tekara and Kai Faithara, took the job only for the sake of supposed great reward, and have set out to meet their first contact on the core world of Corellia. However, this covert mission has gone completely wrong. A Sith agent discovered the Jedi Knight and his two conspirators on the planet, and after murdering the Jedi, he alerted the Sith Empire of the two smugglers. After a close call with the Sith fighter in the cold vacuum of space, Terrell and Kai blasted into hyperspace aboard their ship, the Clandestine 1000, escaping the Sith, for now, and heading for their destination. Meanwhile, aboard the Sith flagship Darkspite, the Sith agent relays what has transpired to the ship's commanding officer, Captain Rayshon.
We've lost the ship, Captain.
You are supposed to be the best of the best, Agent Queller. Yet, you let two more force-lacking scoundrels slip away.
With all due respect, Captain, I am Lord Valan's personal soldier, which makes me of a higher rank than you. You will not speak to me in this manner.
This is my mission, Agent Queller. I make the commands. You follow. If Lord Valan found out about your failure, he would deal you more damage than I could ever hope to inflict.
Yes, sir. It was my mistake. They may have escaped, but they are far from safe. I will personally hunt them down, Captain.
Do that, Agent Queller. And if you fail again, you will most definitely be dealt with by Lord Valan.
Sir.
Sir, do you think it wise to bicker with a Sith warrior?
If I cannot stand up to Lord Valan, I will stand up to his lackeys.
With all due respect, sir, this type of thinking has led to many an officer's downfall.
Watch your step, Commander. You are treading on thin ice. You continue to try my patience. Do not go any further.
What patience?
Okay, let's try not to attract too much attention. Hey, you awake?
Yeah.
What's the matter?
Nothing. I just can't stop thinking about that Jedi.
Come on, Kai. We only knew him for a few minutes.
I know, but still.
Listen, I'm sure he'd want us to keep our chins up and continue the mission. Can't believe this. I'm actually sounding sympathetic for once.
Well, into the belly of the Whaleodon, I guess.
I doubt we have anything to fear here on Corellia. We have no enemies here.
Even so, we haven't seen any of these people for almost a decade.
So?
So, time changes.
Nah, not for smugglers.
Right.
Fresh Corellian air.
Where are we going?
Might as well start with the mud hole.
So you can get into another fight? I don't think so.
Oh, come on. We're on a business trip this time. There'll be no fooling around on a business trip. I promise.
Whatever you say. No fooling around now, okay?
No fooling around. Check. Alright, hopefully Belloc still works here.
There he is, behind the bar.
Terrell? Terrell, by the stars! Never thought I'd be seeing you again.
It's good to see you again, Belloc.
Will you be having your special? You always had your special when you came here.
Nope. Sorry, Belloc. Can't drink right now.
In the middle of a job right now.
Well, you don't say. Terrell Takira on a job. Now that's something I haven't heard in a...
Not so loud.
So, you're undercover, aren't you?
Let's just say we'd like to avoid any Sith entanglements.
Can't blame you. Though I don't know what you need to be fearing on Corellia.
Word is that Dark Agents are being dispatched on several locations. We already ran into one on Kaithura.
Jeez. Sounds like the Dark Lord Malice is looking for someone.
Someones.
Nah. You're pulling me leg.
Nope.
Boy, you two must be in a lot of trouble.
The word trouble doesn't even come close.
So what's going on?
We were recruited by a Jedi to try and find the location of Darth Malice's secret strike base.
First Sith and now Jedi? You're right. The word trouble doesn't come close. But what does this have to do with you being here?
Now come on, Belloc. We've been friends for a long time. Surely you know why I'm here.
Oh, no you don't. I ain't getting tangled with this Jedi against Sith business.
You aren't getting tangled, Belloc. You're helping out an old buddy.
Old buddy, huh? Well, all right. What do you want to know?
I told you, the location of Malice's secret base.
Well, I can't help you. But a friend of mine might be able to give you some details.
Friend? I don't know about this, Belloc. You remember what happened last time you referred me to one of your friends?
Don't worry. I trust my life with this feller. Hey, Fagin!
Yeah, what?
Come on over here and take this to the Darman's place.
I'm busy.
Get over here now, or you can say goodbye to that stash of megs under your mattress.
All right. Well, if it isn't Terrell Takira. And his little counterpart, Kai.
Fagin.
And what is the great Terrell Takira up to this time,
We were sent out to collect a few Womp Rats for experimental testing. We thought we'd start by bringing you in.
Very funny. Very funny indeed. Almost as funny as the incident back on Ramos.
That was a long time ago, Fagin. Things are different now.
Maybe for you. You weren't sent to the prison sector for 6 years.
Would you rather have ended up like C4 and gotten your head blown off? It was the two of you who betrayed me, remember?
I had nothing to do with C4's betrayal.
Now, Fagin, I told you not to talk about that no more. It's in the past now.
Maybe so.
Now stop that. Take these door to Garmin's right now.
Yes, sir.
Copy control. Darkspite out. We have clearance to proceed, Captain.
Take us in.
All shuttlecraft remain clear of Dock 13. All shuttlecraft remain clear of Dock 13.
All stop, Commander. See to it that the repair team begins work immediately, Lieutenant.
Yes, Captain.
Have the reception guard waiting in the main hangar bay.
Yes, Captain.
We are going to receive a guest.
Warship Darkspite, this is the Sith Shuttle Vanguard, requesting permission to dock.
Permission granted, Vanguard. You have clearance to dock in the main hangar bay.
We're starting our approach.
Welcome aboard, Lord Vallon.
Captain Rishon. I hope you have not had any other setbacks since our last meeting.
Why, no, my lord. Of course not.
You are hiding something, Captain. Need I remind you that withholding information from a superior is punishable by death?
Well, We may have a slight problem on our hands.
Slight, Captain.
The Jedi have sent another crew to seek out the location of the Mizra base.
This is most unfortunate news. We are obligated to hunt them down, but to once again delay our reaching Mizra on schedule. This will not go over well. Lord Malus.
It is such a minor problem, my lord. It will take them some time before we discover the location. We might as well leave them be.
Lord Malus gave me explicit orders to eliminate any threats. We will not exceed our mandate.
As you wish, my lord.
What was their last known trajectory?
Agent Queller contacted me when they were leaving Kaithula.
Set your course for the Outer Rim.
But the repairs, my lord.
We'll use the secondary bridge. We do not have time to wait while a few minor gases are repaired.
As you wish, my lord.
These two space rats are here to see you, Mr. Garama.
Come on in.
I'll be seeing you around, Takira.
Right.
Well, what do you want? And what are you doing with that data pad pointed at me, kid? Trying to scan me or something?
I'm keeping it ready so I can record what you tell us.
Oh yeah? And exactly what am I telling you?
We're looking for the location of the Dark Lord Malice's secret strike base.
No. Really. What do you want?
We're looking for the location of the Dark Lord Malice's secret strike base.
You cannot be serious.
We are.
And what are you going to do once you have the location? Burgle the base?
We're smugglers, not thieves.
Smugglers, thieves, what's the difference?
Are you going to tell us or not?
It's a game, right? You're trying to see how long you can go before the Sith hunts you down, right?
The Sith are the reason why we're trying to stay low.
They already know about us.
And they already have agents posted all over the galaxy. There's probably even one here already.
Running from the Sith, eh? This could be just the opportunity I've been waiting for.
How do you know I won't turn you in myself?
Just do something. Stop asking questions. Either help us or don't help us.
Calm down, kid. Calm down. Well, can't sense I like the Sith too much either. What's it worth to you?
I was waiting for it.
It's worth freedom to all of us.
Freedom, huh? I already got that. What's it worth to you? In numbers.
1,000 now, 4,000 later, if your information turns out to be correct.
5,000, huh? I don't know who in the core worlds you're gonna pay that little for information this big.
Is that a no, then?
8,000. 4,000 now, 4,000 later.
6,000.
7,500.
7,000. 3,000 now, 4,000 later. That's as high as I'll go.
7,000. Pay up.
Talk first.
Then how can I be sure you have the credits on you?
Talk.
Alright. A friend of mine once made a deal with a Sith officer. He would know the location for sure.
Your friend's name?
Zagon. Zagon Devries.
And where can we find this Zagon Devries?
Oniba, one of the moons of Sollust. Now, pay up. Now I'd better see the rest of these when you find Zagon.
You will. Thanks for your help.
Yeah. Get out.
Think he's lying?
We'll find out soon enough.
Where are we going?
Back to the cantina. I want to ask Belloc another question. You go back and get the ship ready. Come get me when you're done.
So, did government help you out?
Possibly.
Possibly?
Hopefully he was telling the truth.
Oh, government may be a drunk sot. But he never lies, especially where money is concerned.
Ship's ready for takeoff, Terrell.
Alright. See you around, Belloc.
Come back anytime, Terrell. You're always welcome here, no matter what Fagin says.
Yeah, where is that little serpent, anyway?
Don't know. Haven't seen him since you all left together.
Probably sneaking around some nearby alley waiting to pick us off as we leave.
Probably. Alright, take care, Belloc.
See ya.
The sooner we're back in the ship and up in space, the better. I don't like being planetside anymore with all these Sith agents lurking around.
Ah, don't worry. We're leaving.
What the...
What's the matter?
My data pad is gone.
Where did you lose it?
If I knew where I lost it, it wouldn't be lost, would it? I probably left it in the cantina or... Garamond's. I gotta go get it.
Don't worry about it. Just use one of the spare ones on the ship.
We need that one. It's got the information Garamond gave us recorded on it.
Well, hurry up. I'll be waiting at the ship.
All right. I'll be quick.
You'd better be. We gotta go.
Interesting. It's unlocked. Lights are out, so we must not be home. Just gotta find the switch. Oh, there we go. By the stars!
I forgot. Do you have the keypad for the docking bay? What the?
He's dead. He's still in the exact same spot as he was when we left him. Even the credits are still in his hands.
What kind of murderer would leave a pile of credits?
Look at all those scorch marks on his chest.
Scorch marks? Looks like it was done with a light. We've got to get out of here now.
I don't think so. Drop your weapons to the floor. Hands on your head.
Come in here.
Fagin, you little
quiet.
Piece of...
Quiet.
Here's your reward.
Told you I'd get back at you someday, Terrell. Today just seemed my lucky day.
I told you that was a long time ago. I'm different now. I'm not proud of who I used to be.
That doesn't change anything for me.
All right, get out of here.
See you around, Terrell.
Oh, wait. No, I won't.
Have fun in the prison sector.
Warship Dockspite, this is Agent Heth. I've intercepted the two star pilots on Corellia.
You got a plan?
I'm working on it.
We'll work on it a little faster, please.
Understood, Lord Valan.
All right, you two. Come with me willfully and you won't be harmed.
As you say.
Hey, get out of my way, you Sith womp rat.
Here we go.
Move it, drunk.
Now!
Hey, who pushed me?
Get off me, you old fool!
Run, Kai!
Get off!
He's dating.
I know. Hurry, into this crowd.
You can run, but you cannot hide.
Excuse me.
Out of my way.
Hey, watch it.
Hey, watch where you're going.
Move it. Get out of my way. By order of the Sith Empire, I demand you step aside.
Oh, man, he's in for it now.
He's a Sith.
We don't like Sith, buddy.
Get him.
Back. Stay back. I demand you die!
There's the docking bay. You got the keypad?
Got it.
Going somewhere?
Now come on, Fagin.
If a Sith agent couldn't do it, that must mean I'm destined to kill you myself.
Put the gun down, Fagin. It's over.
You continue to say this, and my answer, as before, is not for me. I want to see you in as much pain as I was when those bounty hunters tortured me. I am going to kill you. Nice and slow. Goodbye, old friend. Oh!
Took you long enough.
Well, I had to find a pipe with the right structure and weight, otherwise it might have just sort of cracked his skull open.
Yeah. Always the last minute, man.
Better last minute than too late.
I guess.
You guess?
We don't have time. We've got to get out of here.
What do we do with him?
Leave him.
He'll probably come after us.
Probably.
All right. Well, let's go.
Hey, Kai?
Yeah?
Thanks.
And with that warning, the Dark Lord, Darth Vallon, knew that the two pilots must be caught and destroyed at all costs. With the newfound knowledge from their first contact, Terrell and Kai will now set out for the moon of Bonibar, now even more cautious and possibly even fearful of what lies ahead. Star Wars High Stakes by Joe Harrison. Based in a galaxy created by George Lucas. Featured in the cast were Andrew Gilbertson as Kai, Jim Perry as Terrell, Steve Fluharty as Darth Vallon, R. Douglas Barbieri as Captain Rishon, and Devin Cox as Fagin. Also heard were Nathan P. Butler as Agent Queller, Douglas Gonnelly as Commander Killdeer, Joe Harrison as Belloc, the bartender, Robbie Chastain as Goroman, James Wadsworth as Sith Officer Number 1, and Timothy Harrison as Darth Malus. Featuring additional dialogue from Eric Ulp as Control Officer, Miles Reed as Sith Pilot, Mike Lane as Sith Agent, Silas Carter as Female Citizen, and Joe Harrison as Lieutenant Tandrick, drunken man and male citizen. This is R. Douglas Barbieri. Star Wars High Stakes was directed by Joe Harrison. Sound design for Lucasfilm by Ben Burt. Original sound and vocal effects by Warbird Digital. Music by John Williams. Casting, mixing, music supervision, script, and story by Joe Harrison. Sound mixing was made possible by use of Goldwave, Audacity, and Adobe Audition. Special thanks to Brian Daly and National Public Radio for acting as inspiration to this series, as well as the cast, the crew of Star Wars Fanworks, and the members of the Galactic Senate who made this series possible. And a very special thanks to George Lucas for providing us with a galaxy full of endless possibilities.
Star Wars High Stakes was a production of Lion's Mouth Entertainment and will continue in Episode 3, coming soon. Lion's Mouth Entertainment is a non-profit corporation, and neither it nor its divisions have any attachments or connections with any official film or sound companies. Story and production copyright 2008 by Joe Harrison.